that Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus set me free.
Let's give a clap offering this morning. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. You're worthy. You set us free from sin. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your glorious name.
Well, I know one thing. If you ain't free, you're going to be free soon. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Let's get right to the Word this morning. Revelations chapter 3. We're going to continue the thought from last week. Get that to a minute. In a minute here. Revelations chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 14. Well, Kim got to page 2.5 last week. We'll see how far we get this week. You pull on the word, I don't have to even need these pieces of paper up here. I hope you know that. God knows your desire and what you have need of. You need to ask Him, He'll come and fulfill it for you. Revelations 3:14. Now unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. As many as I love, the Lord Jesus speaking, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Don't be surprised if the Lord ever corrects you. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father. Amen. In his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We're going to continue that same train of thought. A perfect atonement by a perfect husband produces a perfect bride. For today, it's going to be the bride versus Laodicea. The bride versus Laodicea. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we've read your word. Lord, we've sung the songs of Zion this morning, just giving praise to your name, Lord. And we don't have enough voice to praise you what you're really worth, Lord, and what you've done for us. But we did our best this morning just to open our hearts to you, Lord. We know we're coming to the most important time of the service, Lord, and that's when the word is preached. I pray that my lips would only speak your word, that the people's hearts would be open to only receive the word, Lord, and we would be able to live it and walk it, Lord, by your Spirit. Commit this place into your hands. Move in every heart, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. A couple quotes from last week I want to reiterate real quick here. Coming out of a visible union of the bride, 65. Visible union. Everybody remember we preached last week? How many husbands are there?
One.
How many, Brother Kent?
One.
One, Brother Tim? Brother Tom. I almost said Timothy. I'm sorry, brother. There's only one husband. And we want to be married to that one husband, but I want to say the same thing. There's only one bride. There's the same unadulterated word of God that was in the Son that became Jesus Christ. It's the same word that's in us that will become the bride. Excuse me. Coming out of Invisible Union 65, it says, so to be married to the second Adam, Christ, the Word, you must separate yourself by death from your first denominational husband, because there isn't a one of them that can take all the Word. Skipping down, Revelation 17. So you see, you've got to be dead to that thing. Remember, we talked about the other husbands that you could be married to, and the worst one's that denominational husband. Because you'll walk religious and be lost. That's the worst one you could be. If you're married to the world, at least you know you're of the world, and you shouldn't be surprised when judgment comes and you're judged for being part of the world. But when you think you're right, when you think you have sight and you're blind, that's when you're going to be in trouble. Pray for my voice this morning. It just came out of nowhere. Sister Melissa walks into church and Satan tries to trip her up. Now he's giving me a sore throat. I guess God's going to say something this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I believe it.
Amen.
Visible union. Now, I'm not speaking to this local assembly. I'm speaking across all the nations. You must be dead to your first husband. If you're united to Christ and still married to denomination, you're an adulteress. You are Laodicea. So right now we know how to determine whether you're married to Laodicea or not. Whether you're the bride or you're Laodicea depends on if you're united to Christ, the Word, or united to a denominational thought, a creed, or a dogma. We must be dead to those things. Invisible Union, paragraph 163. At the end time, both trees are coming to the seed. What two trees is he talking about? The two seeds that started all the way back in the Garden of Eden. The serpent seed and God's seed. What do you do with the seed? You take that one seed, you put it in the ground, that it will grow and produce more of itself again. And what is he saying here? Both trees are coming back to the seed. We look at Christ planted when he died on the cross. He went into the ground. He actually went to the spiritual ground, down to hell. He resurrected again, took his life, put it into the church, and it's reproducing Christ again.
Amen.
But we look at the end time. There was a process to a tree growing, right? It starts as a seed, then it comes up as a little blade. After a while, you'll get a stalk. After a while, you'll get some branches. Then you'll get some leaves. And then finally, you'll get fruit. And where's the seed? It's inside the fruit. Does the rest of the tree look like the seed? No, but it's all part of it. It all was what's needed to get to that seed again. So when we look at the other ages and how they went into denomination, they baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost instead of the name of Jesus Christ like the Bible said. We know that that was just a process to get us back to the original seed. Because Malachi 4 says, I will send you Elijah the prophet, and he shall restore you back to the faith of the fathers. Our fathers, Peter, James, John, you name them all. Those are our old Pentecostal fathers. Amen. Believe the same thing that I'm preaching this morning. Both trees are coming to the seed and proving themselves. Here we are, right tonight. Laodicea and the bride. Just as clear and pretty as that can be in the scripture and right before your faces. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't be the virtuous, Bible-believing Christian and associate yourself in the denominational affair. What is the denominational affair? And what's an affair? You're cheating on somebody. You have a denominational thought that it's us that are saved. This group that I've conjured up because we agree on doctrine. And we're the ones that saved. That's a bunch of nonsense. That's denomination. You're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Did we listen last Wednesday? I know I did. I received that.
Amen.
By grace are we saved through faith.
Amen.
Not any works that we ever did. It's that his life came into me. And now I'm a Christian.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can't be a Bible-believing Christian and have a denominational thought. Us four no more. These little pillars, and that's all that's going to make it. No, sir.
Yeah.
Any man that's in Christ is going to make the rapture.
Sure is.
No matter where he's at. It could be one guy just like Daniel out in the middle of Babylon, all by himself. Serve God by himself.
Amen.
He was saved. Yeah, the whole nation was giving up on God. He didn't.
Nope.
They even made an image of himself. If you read there in the book of Daniel, they made a big statue of Daniel. And Daniel won't even go worship his own statue. So no, sir. Those three Hebrew boys, they had a little group, right? All three of us. But it didn't matter. They weren't going to sell it on the Word. It's the same now. There's, what, 10 people, 12 people maybe here? You can't sell it on the Word. You're not going to make the rapture.
Right.
You sell out, you're done. You're just like Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to start on the doom and gloom side, all right? But we'll get to the bride here shortly. How many wants to be a part of Laodicea? That's the exact response I wanted. Praise God, you're listening this morning. So we know, we look at the Laodicean outcome. And let's show you why Laodicea is so terrible. God hates this. He hates denomination. He hates when you box him up. That this is all I can do. He's God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, God came and rebuked Israel because they limited him.
Yes.
That he only could do so much. He only could do what we understand. No, sir.
Amen.
If God's going to give me a revelation this morning I didn't have before I walked up here, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with going back and saying, hey, I was wrong back here, but I'm right now because God showed it to me.
Amen.
He's the same.
Amen.
If he can reveal something to me yesterday, he can do it today.
Amen. Yes, he can. Amen.
Denominations, though, what do? They box God in. And anytime you stop, you left Christ. Because
mm-hmm.
Christ is alive. How do you know something's alive? Is it has movement. Right? You go down to the cells of my body. How do you know I'm alive? They're all moving. Anything that don't move is dead. And I say the same in the church. A lot of times we walk into church and ain't nobody doing nothing. Nobody got nothing to praise God for. That church's dead.
Amen.
Don't let it come into here, all right, brother? If something happens for you, you better say amen.
Amen.
Say praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He's worthy of it.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen.
Coming out of the Eagle in Her Nest 57. You know, a chicken is a bird just as an eagle is, but he's an earthbound creature. Oh, he can flop and fly a little bit, but he can hardly get his feet off the ground. It reminds me of some of this so-called Christianity we got today. Just enough religion to make you miserable. Isn't that what happens when you get this denominational thought? You can do it to yourself now. Here's my list. I got to meet this list. I got to pray this long. I got to read this much. I got to witness this often. And what's going to happen? You're going to fail that list every time. You might make it a day or two. Give it a week. You're going to fail it.
Yes, sir.
Why? You got enough religion to make yourself miserable.
Yeah, amen.
What are you going to go? Right back to condemnation every time. God, I'm not worthy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Remember that? Remember Wednesday? Ain't none of us worthy.
Amen.
And we don't need to ever try to bring any worthiness to Him. You present Christ back to Christ.
Yes.
You present the Word back to the Word. It's the same God in me. That's what I want God to see when He looks down on me. See me through the blood of Christ, Lord. Don't look at me by myself. I want the blood all around me. How do you get the blood on you? By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the life that was in the blood of Christ comes upon us. And that's what God sees.
Amen. Amen.
If you're part of the bride now.
Amen.
Now, if you're Laodicea and you got enough religion to make yourself miserable, that's all God sees, your works. Anybody going to tote up to His line? I don't think so. Or you can say, I got my name on the book. But have you ever soared into the heavenlies? That's what I ask a lot of times. Okay, what do we do? Do we just come to church and have a good time? We just have some good preaching? Well, you know, the Baptist church is pretty good at that too. Do we pray for people when they get well or not? Do we get up into heavenly places where you can tell that the supernatural has come down?
Sure.
That the supernatural is in you and is expressing Himself. That's when you know you're having church.
Amen.
If we're just sitting here and we sing a couple songs, have a good little sermon, and we go home and nothing happened, we didn't have church today. We had a pretty good denominational fair. Not with Christ now, with the devil. The devil's behind all of that. Amen. 58, Christ knocking at the door. Now we notice also that He said, because you say you are increased with goods and have need of nothing, knowest thou not that you are poor and you are blind, miserable, wretched, naked, and don't know it. The man on the street that was poor, miserable, blind, wretched, if that man knew it, he tried to hide himself. If he was naked, he'd try to get some clothes. He would try to make things better. And that would be a most pitiful sight to see a man on the street that thinks he's dressed well and that he's rich and he has need of nothing and he's naked and miserable, just about enough religion to make him sick and he don't know it. Self-deception. That's what Laodicea is. Is that you have saved yourself now. And you keep yourself safe. That's the Laodicean condition. And you're going to have enough religion to make yourself miserable.
Amen.
That's it. There's your benefits of being part of Laodicea. And you know where Laodicea heads? Right to the lake of fire, like all the other denominations will. That's a big statement to say, but it's the truth. You sell out on the word for a denomination, you're heading to hell. Because you're not leaving a book. You're leaving a person.
Yes.
Christ is the Word. St. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, the Word was made flesh.
Amen.
And we know in St. John chapter 1, any spirit that said He's not come in the flesh is Antichrist.
Amen.
And if you deny Him in Christ, you're Antichrist. You deny Him in the bride, you're Antichrist.
That's good.
He's the same yesterday, day, and forever.
Right.
Now, how do you get into this bride? We have a perfect atonement. How perfect? Let's turn to the Bible. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's get in this perfect atonement a little bit, see what it does for us. Hebrews chapter 10. Starting with verse 14. Speaking of Christ, for by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Amen.
Now that's pretty good words. But has that come a reality in your life? That by His sacrifice, one time, I'm perfected forever.
Yes, He did. Amen.
Forever don't start, don't end. Never started. Never will end. It always was. So in one sense of the word, I was always perfect.
Sure.
Why? Because I was in Christ.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world. Now by His offering, I'm able to, look at verse 15, it says it right here. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. Do you get it? Christ already knew who was His seed and who wasn't. Christ knew who He was coming to save. All that the Father has given me will come unto me. But what does the Holy Ghost coming into you do? It's a witness to you that you're saved, that you're part of the bride.
Amen.
When you receive the Holy Ghost,
yes.
That's That's when you know you're part of it. It's a witness.
Amen.
An evidence.
Amen.
Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their heart. Right there, you fulfill the law because the law has come into you. You automatically want to walk right. You automatically, your desire is to serve God and to do what's right because you've been changed.
Amen.
I will put my laws in their heart, and in their minds will I write them. Verse 17. And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
No more.
Amen. No more. Gone. Verse 18. Now where remission of these is, there's no more offering of sin. I don't need to come back and say, look, Lord, I sinned this bad. Here's my hour prayer time for my offering.
Sure.
To make up for that sin I did. Whoa, something ain't right, is it? There's only one offering you need to present. And yeah, you probably need to keep presenting it. Every time you slip up, just go back to that same offering again. Lord, you saved me there.
Amen.
That tithe post. Amen. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you need to stand right there and say, no, sir, I was accepted in the beloved. God gave me his spirit. That's a witness to me that I'm part of the bride.
Amen. Amen.
Automatically takes you out of Laodicea.
Yes, it does.
Now we know that the bride will conquer Laodicea.
Yes.
We know that. But here's what you need to realize. The bride versus Laodicea happens right inside of you.
Uh-huh.
We know we put kind of make up these groups. Here's Laodicea, here's all these denominations, all this evil, and here's the bride, and they're, you know, oh yeah, they're gonna beat them. But wait a minute. Where's the battleground? Actually, it's right here.
Amen, amen.
Right here's that battleground. Your mind determines your eternal destination.
Yes, it does.
You got to figure out what you really believe.
Uh-huh.
Now, out of the heart, you're supposed to speak.
Right.
But what's the problem? This old mind gets in the way.
Amen.
And we start thinking the devil's thought, and then our heart can't speak no more.
Uh-huh.
We took another thought. That's not what the bride's called to do.
Nope.
To take the word and live it. Now, why wouldn't you be in the bride? We know that there's a perfect atonement there. You've given a witness to the Holy Ghost. We look at the foolish virgins. We know that they were virgins. The foolish virgins in Matthew 25. They were virgins. They were sanctified. They were justified, but never received the Holy Ghost. They never had a witness.
Right.
Now, why was that? Questions and answers. Brother Bram's asked this question. 64. Now, just a minute. Will the foolish virgin be saved? Those that did not receive the Holy Ghost but were still virgin, will they be saved? And he's talking about in the tribulation. Can they be saved there? His answer is no. Why? Because he says right here, whatever happens, happens now. Look, if you don't even get salvation for the tribulation, you ain't going to get it in it.
Right.
Salvation goes to the Jews. Now, I don't think anybody's got Jewish blood, do you? I don't. I know that. I'm a Gentile all the way through. I might have a Jew in there somewhere, but I can't identify with that promise, and I don't want to.
Amen.
All right? I want to be the bride.
Yes.
I don't want to be some eunuch under God that's a good position too, but ain't nothing compared to the bride.
Nope.
Some of you are pretty good friends of mine. Right? We get to hang out, we get to have fellowship or something, but you don't get no fellowship like my wife does.
Uh-huh.
Wherever I go, she goes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's just Christ and the bride. Wherever Christ is, there's the bride.
Yes!
Woo!
Amen.
Every time.
Amen.
Now, whatever happens, happens now. Question this again. It said, after that time, she's in the state. Whatever she was, remember, whoever filthy is filthy still. Who's ever righteous, righteous still.
Right, amen.
And we know that the bride's already done going.
Yes.
Now, she will have to go through the tribulation period. And the reason of it is because she has rejected the atonement in its fullness.
That's it.
That's sad.
You can accept part of the atonement. Yes, Lord, you forgive me my sins, but you can't do what you did in Christ in me.
Uh-huh.
Because you're trying to measure up to Christ. You're not going to measure up in yourself. Forget it. But if you accept atonement in its fullness, I'm sinless.
Yeah. Amen.
Because it's all paid for.
Right.
It's just like having a debt for $10,000. Dad takes a check, writes it out, and says, here's $10,000. Go pay it off. I don't even walk around and go, oh man, I don't know if I can pay this debt off. I don't know if I have enough. It's right there in numbers. $10,000 equals $10,000. That's pretty easy math, isn't it? Kyle, I think we can handle that. A little bit easier than algebra two, isn't it? Praise God. It's the same with sin. Sin required a payment. It was death of an innocent one. And Christ already did it. 2,000 years ago. And it's taken the church 2,000 years to believe it.
Amen.
Fully. Not partially. The full atonement.
Amen.
All my sins are obliterated.
Yes, amen.
They're gone.
No more.
If a man be in Christ.
Amen.
You're already accepted.
Amen.
God who is rich in mercy, 105, paragraph 105, 65. This was to be an eternal atonement because he came himself. God came himself in the form of sinful flesh to make an atonement, an eternal atonement, and suffered in the flesh and made the atonement. He knew the price. Excuse me. He knew the price and he paid it.
Uh-huh.
Paid in full. And, hello, amen, I got your attention. And returned back in the form of the Holy Ghost to confirm that atonement.
Amen.
Woo! And who? You!
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
That the atonement really works.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah. All those things. We look at the brass serpent. We look at the waters that were troubled and they got healed by throwing the cross in there. All those things point to Christ. Go through all the names of God. Jehovah Jireh. God will provide all my needs. That name ties to Christ.
Amen.
Jehovah Rapha. God will heal all my diseases. That ties to Christ.
Yes, he does.
Jehovah Tiskenu. God is my banner. I believe that's what it is. His name is all over me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because I took on his name when I was born again.
Amen.
My wife took my name when she married me.
Amen.
I took on the name of Christ when I married him.
Amen.
The marriage happens now.
Amen. Amen.
Look, we're going to the marriage supper. When's the marriage supper? After the ceremony.
Amen.
Right? After that, we go to the reception. That's what we're going to. So you got to be married to Christ
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Remember, you can't be married to Christ and the world at the same time.
Amen.
He won't marry you.
Nope.
You're an adulteress. You can't be married to Christ in some creed or dogma or some intellectual conception of God.
Hallelujah.
You've got to meet this God.
Amen. Amen.
You've got to know that he's alive.
Amen. Amen.
Personally.
Amen.
To you. And that he slipped on that wedding ring onto your hand and said, will you marry me?
Praise Amen. God.
Now we know the word that was given to the whole world. Whosoever will, let him come.
Amen. Amen.
Though I'll give him the waters of life freely. What's the problem? Christ is trying to hand the ring out.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And people go,
Thank
I'm okay.
Jesus.
All right, I don't need you.
I appreciate you.
And he's a perfect gentleman. He'll walk right out the door and say, okay, I'll save it for somebody who wants it.
Thank you, Jesus.
What did St. Laodicea see in church age? He said, I stayed at that door and knocked. He didn't let them out there all by themselves. He wanted to save them.
Uh-huh.
He knew where they were heading.
Amen.
And he stood at the door. He said, knock. He said, if any man, tell me where that limits anyone. Tell me where that puts somebody out. It doesn't.
Nope.
Any man that will hear my voice.
Right.
Like we said about blind Bartimaeus. Some people will walk across the street to hear his voice. You know, we live in town now. It's pretty easy. But I make sure I get here early enough because I believe in being dedicated to the Lord once you got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Of course I believe in that. But if you'll hear his voice and let him in. Where's the door he's knocking on? Is it this church door?
Amen. Amen.
No, sir.
Amen.
Sinners can walk in here and walk out of sinner just the same.
Amen.
There ain't no magical power in this building. It's a building. The door's your heart.
Amen.
You going to let him in or not?
Amen. Amen.
Or you got this put up behind the door and you got a couple benches and the Lord's sitting there knocking trying to get in. And if you're a son of God, he's going to start knocking a little bit harder.
Amen.
You might start watching your life fall apart a little bit.
Praise God. Amen.
He's trying to get your attention. Hey, buddy, you're my son. You need to get out of there.
Amen. Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Because by predestination, you can't be lost if you're a son
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Amen.
And you're predestinated to the adoption.
That's right.
You have to be there.
Amen.
Whew. One page, brother. Glory to God. Let's see if we get another one in. All right. That eternal atonement. Let's go to another. Ephesians chapter 3. The bride or Laodicea.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you,
Jesus. Got to find your identification in the Word.
Thank you,
Jesus. I got something goofed up here somewhere. I don't think this is Ephesians. Or I got the wrong chapter. I got the wrong chapter. I'm sorry. Ephesians chapter 5. I put verse 3. I'm going to go ahead and mark that out right now. Ephesians chapter 5, starting at 25. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So we know he loves the church. And he already gave himself for it.
Amen.
26. That he might sanctify it. And cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Amen.
Sounds like a pretty good atonement, doesn't it?
Amen.
Remember all those blemishes and scars and wrinkles and spots you had? Or have right now. You got to be in Christ now, or those things are still there.
Amen.
Those things will still come up in the judgment. But if I'm in Christ, I've already been judged.
Amen.
When he went to the cross, he took the judgment of the world upon himself.
Amen.
Said, I will pay for it all.
Amen. Yes.
Even those that don't want to be saved, I'll still pay for their sins.
Amen.
That's how much he loved the world. God sent forth his son. Or John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Not come into condemnation, but have everlasting life. Verse 28. Oh, look, Paul's throwing a mystery in here.
Hallelujah.
And you gotta catch this. Verse 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Now, I could go on a whole sermon about that, but I hope all those husbands are trying to love their wives like their own bodies. Amen? Thank you, Brother Tom. He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
That's right.
Why would God be any different? We think he's some big jealous brute, you know, that he told us how to be good husbands, but he don't know how to be a good husband himself. Oh, that's nonsense. We're pretty shameful husbands compared to what he is.
Amen.
Verse 29. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body. You got to put faith in that now. Members of his body.
Amen.
And of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. 32 is where I want to emphasize. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
That's it.
So even though it was about husbands and wife, and he did point that out. I'm talking about a natural husband and natural wife, but he said, really what I'm getting at is the great mystery here.
Amen.
This is Christ and the church.
Amen.
As a husband is supposed to love his wife, so Christ loves the church and gave himself for it, that he could present it to himself, a glorious church. And who is that bride? Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Can I quote Brother Branham? Life of his life, power of his power. She is him.
Amen.
Amen.
Just as much as Eve was Adam.
Right.
There was no difference. She was in a different body.
Oh God.
But she came from Adam 100%. I got to skip ahead and I'll come back. Brother Branham, coming out of oneness. 62. Well, listen close. I got a lot, but listen. Just like when you unite with your husband, the woman tonight to unite with her husband, it is a vow until death. Now then, when you unite with God, it's the same thing that Christ united with the church, that the church united with Christ. It's until death we part. So we're united to Christ until death we part. Why do you think God took death out of the picture?
Right.
So it could be eternal. Never separate. There's no death.
Right.
He's already paid my debt.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then, if you never sin or do anything wrong, you'll be eternally united with God. Sounds like pretty high quota, don't it? But I think he's talking about the atonement.
Right.
If you never sin or do anything wrong, showing that you're in the atonement. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to skip down a little bit here a couple times. And only death can take you away from God, and not physical death, but the sin of death. Sin is death, and that takes you away from God. So to be united with him in the spirit of his power is eternal life. You're eternally united with God. Now, let me skip down. He goes into Genesis about Adam and Eve. Let's listen to this close. Did you notice? The body part was a byproduct, but not the spirit. The body part of the woman was a byproduct. Remember, he took a rib and made a body. That's what he's talking about, a byproduct. It's a spare part of the man, because I believe that rib will regrow itself. It's the only rib that regrows itself. So that rib was taken out as a byproduct to make a woman. But the body part was a byproduct after the creation had been finished. God took from the side of Adam a rib and made a woman, but not the spirit. The spirit was part of Adam. For he, talking about Adam, was both man and woman. Spiritually speaking, both masculine and feminine. Now don't you see the great picture? We in flesh are different. We're like a byproduct, a created being by holy wedlock. But in the spirit, we are sons and daughters. Not some other spirit, but the spirit of the living God. We are in his likeness, in his unity, in his perfect image of the living God, because we become sons and daughters. Not separated, but the same spirit.
Amen.
The same God.
Yes.
The same person. join in wedlock to the eternal. See how God planned it out that we should be? Not a different, but this, but Him. Not some other being or some other tribe, but a real union, an offspring of the Almighty, done by a holy union. Amen. Now the body comes from mother and father, but the Spirit, capital S, comes from God. God separating Himself as Adam was separated.
Amen. Amen. That's us.
Amen. Mom, on the day of Pentecost, we find the Holy Spirit, the pillar of fire, separating itself and setting upon each member of that church. God putting Himself together.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Glory to God. God in the beginning. Remember, Adam was made in His image.
Amen.
Here's Adam. You can take a part out of Adam and get a wife. So if that's the image that God has created, or that God created this man in, that means you must be able to take a part of God out and get a wife.
Amen.
That's the church.
Amen.
Oh my! Where's the fear in that?
Amen.
Anybody think Christ ain't going to be in heaven? Of course He's going to be there. I'm a part of Him. I have to be there.
Amen.
Ah. Amen. I can run right through that wall right now. I know you might not believe that, but
woo! Amen.
Being part of that bride. How much are we one with Him? How much? How far can you take it, brother? It's a good question. Let's watch this. Another long one, but you enjoying this morning?
Yeah.
I got amen to everybody but Justin. Amen, brother? Amen. All right. And Jesus came and called 64. There, it's after the seal, so it's okay for me to say this, right? Praise God. Notice it now. And she was right. It's talking about the woman with Elijah. When she knew if God was in Elijah, he was. He was Christ too. You believe that? Jesus said He was. Said He was a God because the word of God came to Him. If God was in Elijah, how much more was He in His Son? And if God, by that little portion could raise up a dead baby, how much more God in His fullness?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that ties you back to Christ 2,000 years ago. Let's bring it right on down. Well, how much more now? God identifying with us and in us.
Amen.
The atonement is made.
Amen.
The same God that was in Christ is in us. And He left a portion of works that are greater than His own for us.
Amen.
St. John 15. Said, the works that I do. No, that ain't right. Hold up. Let me find that. I don't want to misquote that. I know it's in John 15. Hold up. Oh my. Don't tell me this is where I'm not going to find it. 12:15. He that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall he do.
Amen.
There we go. That's what I was looking for. Sorry for the delay there. That means Christ did great works. We obviously know that. Who else? Stopping storms and casting out devils and raising dead people that are dead 4 days. But He said, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father.
Amen.
Because He made the atonement.
Right.
Because He's like any other father. Every father I know wants their son to excel more than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do. I want my son to outshine me as a Christian 100 times. Wouldn't do me no injustice. I wouldn't get upset about it. I'd say, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
How much more God?
Amen.
How much more does God want you to be as good a Christian as He was? And even better. Glory to God.
Amen.
Not in yourself now. He paid the atonement. Remember, I didn't leave that out of there. That's all I've been hitting up all morning long.
Amen.
Now, let's go down a little bit. He said, talking about Christ, He said He was God's blood. Jesus was the blood of God. Skipping down. He was the immortal God manifested in flesh, that He created a blood cell and made His own body. Amen. That makes the devils tremble and run. When you believe that,
Amen.
That God is still in flesh. That puts Him on the move when you see the real genuine thing. Praise the Lord. God manifested in the flesh. He is the blood of God. Therefore, the life comes from that germ. Skipping down again. He's talking about animal sacrifices. How the animal sacrifices can't come back on me. Because I'm not a sheep.
Right.
I'm not a bull. I'm a man. So only a blood of a man can come back on me. Animal life doesn't have a soul. So it doesn't know right from wrong. So it could not come back. But on this, when we really place our hands, I want to emphasize that word, really.
Uh-huh.
When it's not just some motion or some tradition or creed. Well, you know, God forgive me my sins. No, I'm talking about where you know what you are.
Yes.
Amen.
You know what you've done wrong. And you know the terrible death He had to go through because of that.
Amen.
And you put your hands on by faith. I'm going to keep reading this. Really place our hands upon our sacrifice, Jesus, and feel in our hearts that we're guilty and know what we're doing. The blood of that sacrifice, the life that was in the blood was God Himself. So he come back upon you, the Holy Spirit. You become a son of God then with no more conscience of sin.
No more.
He that's born of God does not commit sin.
Never.
He can't sin. Seed of God is in him.
Amen.
He can't sin. Has no more desire of sin at all.
Amen.
And the inner man. Now he separates the inner man and the outer man. The outer man always wants sin. The inner man never wants sin he be born again in the Spirit of God.
Right.
So as long as you're desiring to sin, you're guilty of it.
Right.
But when you have no more desire, if you don't do anything wrong, or if you do anything wrong, then you don't willfully do it. Hebrews 6 talks about that. Another one. The unveiling of God, 64. How far? How much is the bride Christ? 64, or paragraph 291. As a Christian, I'm identified with him. Amen. I was with Noah when he went in the ark. I was with Moses when he come out of Egypt. Amen. I was Elijah on Mount Carmel. I like how he said that. Prophet of God. I was Elijah on Mount Carmel. Yes, sir. Glory to God. I was with him when he did that. I was truly with him. I identified myself in his death there on Calvary. When I died to the things of the world, to myself, to all traditions, only one husband, died to all the rest of those. I was identified with him. I was identified with him on Easter morning when he rose from the dead. I was identified with him on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down like a rushing mighty wind.
Yes, was.
I was identified with him. All that he was, I am.
Amen.
All that I am, he was.
Amen.
Being dead in him, we are identified with him.
God.
What he is, I am.
Thank you.
Amen. Power Transformation 65 makes it even bolder this time, brother.
Amen.
Whatever Christ was, I am. What he is, I am. Oh God, if he is considered a fanatic, so must I be. If he was a Beelzebub by his works of his spirit, I am too. Whatever he was, I am. Whatever he was, you are.
Amen.
If you ever see the Holy Ghost, whatever Christ is, you are.
Amen.
You have his potentials.
Amen.
You have his abilities.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Devil show up, you cast them out.
Amen.
Because he's the same. He's in me. It's the same spirit. Not a byproduct spirit.
Nope.
Not some lesser Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
In me. Producing the same works Christ did. And if that's not in your life, it's time to check up, church. This should be such on a rampage against Satan, he's scared to death.
Amen.
That's what this message came to do.
Amen.
Put the devil on the run.
Amen.
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 Same power transformation. We must be the makers of her immortality, her freedom, or her fame, her glory, or her shame. We must be that. We must be the church, the bride of Jesus Christ. I lived with him on the earth when he lived.
Yes.
I died with him when he died.
Yes.
I rose with him when he rose. I'm assembled and am seated with him now in heavenly places.
Amen.
Because I'm part of him. Oh, I love this. Let's go to John 12:26 real quick. Let's turn it real fast. John 12:26. Hope it's established in your heart that the bride is Christ in another form.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The same God. John 12:26. It's pretty much sealed it for me. I got some other ones too. I'll get to that in a minute. John 12:26. How many of you love the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me get a drink quick.
Amen.
26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Right here. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Is that what we just read? Wherever Christ was, whatever Christ ever did, I was there.
Amen.
Jesus' own promise was, wherever I am, there shall my servant be. How many is a servant of Christ?
Amen.
I am, so wherever he is,
Amen.
That's where I am.
Uh-huh.
God cast out a devil over in Africa. I was there.
Amen.
I can praise God for it. Brother Brandon raised the dead 6 times. I saw it. I was there because the same God in him is in me.
Amen.
There's no time in God. He's eternal.
Right.
It's all right now.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 6:4. Listen closely. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
Amen.
If I bury you with somebody, where are you? You're in the ground. You're with him.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a pretty good oneness. When he died, I died with him. I was buried with him.
Amen.
Amen. I've already died for my sin.
Yes.
Because I already take care of in Christ. Now, he doesn't leave it there. That, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Praise be to God. He says it again. That wasn't the only time Paul said that either. Colossians 2:12. Buried with him in baptism. Wait, what? Oh, I'm buried with Christ? That means I already died with him. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. This isn't some like memory bank. We're trying to remember that we were part of the bride. It's by faith you receive it. God said it. I believe it. Wherever he is, I'm there too.
Amen.
Because he said, wherever I am, there's my servant. And I'm his servant, so I'm there.
Yes, I am.
Amen. Identified with Christ.
Amen.
One more I want to turn to. This came to me when I was in the office. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. We're going to try to wrap it up soon, but I got no promises this morning. Praise God. I'm feasting good. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good. Listen, grace all Wednesday, and then knowing what we are today. By grace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Invincible army. I believe it. Verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
That should settle in your mind right now if Christ is the bride and the one. As he is, present tense. So are we present tense in this present time. Right now. God only lives in the present. He don't worry about past and future. It's all right now to him.
Amen.
What you did 10 years ago, just as real right now as it was 10 years ago.
Sure.
What you're thinking right now is just as real. What's going to happen 5 minutes from now is just as real to God right now. Because he knows it all.
Right.
There's no time with God. So what he is, we are in the world. That's why we can have boldness on the day of judgment. I can walk right up to the throne knowing I was perfectly justified. No, I didn't do any works for it. He paid it all though. So I don't got to worry about no debt. It's all paid. I already threw away the receipt. I forgot all about it because it's gone.
Amen.
It's a sea of gospel gift forgiveness. Brother Branham, he even said himself, it was a little confusing, so I'm going to try to paraphrase as best I can. He said there's two books. He said there's the Lamb's Book of Life, and he said there's a Book of Life. The Lamb's Book of Life was in God before anything ever got here, and it's his eternal plan, his eternal word that will never change or fail. Now, the Book of Life, God keeps a record of everything that we do. He knows every single thing you thought, everything you've done, and you have it down on a book. Remember in the book of Daniel, he said the books were opened, and the Book of Life also. So there's a record of what you've done in life. But if you be in Christ, God takes that book of life,
Amen.
Throws it in the blood, Amen. And it's erased from God's memory. Because it was never in the Lamb's book of life. It was something written afterwards. Amen. Something written down here in time.
Amen.
And time fades away.
Amen.
Time is gone.
Amen.
It wasn't eternal to start with, so it can't be eternal anymore.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If a man be in Christ, his old book is destroyed.
Yes.
God ain't looking at that book. He's looking at the book, the Lamb's Book of Life that had your name in it before the foundation of the world. If you receive the Holy Ghost, it's a witness your name's on the book.
Yes, sir.
You can't be lost. Why do you think John was having a fit when he saw that the book was open and he saw himself standing there?
Amen.
Yeah, we need the revelation of it. Lord, I can't be lost.
Right.
It doesn't matter what happens today or tomorrow. I'm going to be there.
Amen.
You have a little bit more joy.
Amen.
You wouldn't have to worry about your child so much.
Amen.
You wouldn't really have to worry about your life. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Amen.
I'm not going to pay the bills. It doesn't matter no more. If a man be in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whew. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to try to cut as much of this out as I can so we can get finished this morning. You love the Lord?
Amen. Amen.
Identified masterpiece of God, 64. To be a Christian, I must be the same. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. If I'm a Christian, then I preach the gospel and warn the oncoming judgments with Noah. Yes, sir. I was a part of it back there. I was part of God's economy. I was with Moses at the burning bush. I was outside out of Egypt with Moses. I took the wilderness flight and I was with him at the burning bush. I heard his voice. I heard it.
Amen.
I was there.
Amen.
I saw his glory. I saw it.
Amen.
I wasn't just around. I saw it.
Amen.
I was paying attention.
Glory.
I saw a pillar of fire back in the bush back there talking to Moses. And he goes through about the Red Sea. He goes through about Joshua stopping the sun and taking over the promised land. About Daniel down the lines that he said, I was there. I was there when the three Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace. I stood with Elijah, claimed the message pure and clean on God's word. And I'm standing with Elijah now that brought the word pure and clean, amen, unadulterated. There ain't no word. You don't got to go through and make the message say something it didn't say. Just say what it said. Say what the tape said. You'll go front and you'll go right every time. Hallelujah. I stayed with him on Mount Carmel when he stood alone out there. I seen him pray the fire down out of heaven. I was with David when he slew Goliath. Glory to God. Well, if I'm a Christian, I'm identified in all of that. I have to be part of it. Yes, sir. Skipping down. I'm identified, talking about Christ. I'm identified with him in his death. I died with him when he died at Calvary. I rose again on Easter morning with him in the power of his resurrection. I'm a witness of it tonight. I died with him at Calvary, raised with him on Easter. Hallelujah. To be part of him, I have to be identified with him. I was identified with him in his death. I was identified with him in his suffering. I was identified with him when the denominations turned him down. Amen. Amen. I identified with him when they run him out of the temple, when they tried to get rid of him. I was with him there. I was with him in his death, raised in his resurrection. I like this. And I was with the 120 when they climbed up in the upper room. Amen. Yes, sir. I witnessed the mighty rushing wind coming out of heaven. I spoke in tongues with the anointed on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. I was there because I'm identified with him. Glory to God, that's right. I preached with Peter in Acts 2. Oh, I preached with him there. Acts 2:38. Still the same today. Still preaching the same thing. I was with John on the Isle of Patmos. I saw the vision of his coming. I was with him in the I saw Luther. I was with him in the resurrection. Bringing it right on down, Brother Brandon. And now I'm here in Yuma, Arizona. Hallelujah. I'm here in Defiance, Ohio. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm identified tonight. I'm identified this morning.
Amen. Amen.
With a group of people who believes the same thing. You believe it this morning? Amen. He's the same God. And now we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm looking for his coming some of these days, identified with him. Here we go. I hope it clinches it for you. I am now identified in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not something out here on the street, something 40 years ago. I have it right now. The glory of and power of God, of forgiveness of sins. I see him heal the sick, open the blind eyes, see him foretell things, read the hearts of the people. I'm identified with him in his ministry at this day. Glory to God. I'm identified with him for deliverance in the last days. I trust to be part of the great bride that's coming some of these days. That bride without spot or wrinkle. In the book of Revelations, what he said, come, I'll show you the Lamb's wife. He said he saw a exceedingly great mountain come down out of God.
Amen.
Come see the bride.
Yes.
Right out of heaven.
Amen.
Perfect. Spotless bride. Woo! Amen. It's hard to imagine that you could be that.
Amen.
Because you know what you are in that mirror when you look at that sinner.
Amen.
Right? You know, I know what I did yesterday. Don't look at that mirror. Look at this mirror of the Word. You've got to look at the mirror of the Word. The Word said I have no spot or wrinkle. The Word said I'm perfect. I accept it. Personally. Accept it. I know he died for the sins of the world, but I know he died for my sins. Personally. Hallelujah. Praise his glorious name. Praise his glorious name. Just got a couple more here and I'm going to finish up. Christ's mystery God revealed. Do you get it? Well, here it says the congregation said amen. So do you get it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. If you fail, come back to this tape again. And for anything I said, if you want, go listen to Christ's mystery God revealed. It should clear up all the clouds for you. Remember, this is the truth of thus saith the Lord. It's the truth. It's the scriptures. Like the seven mysteries of the seven last seals, the mysteries of them. The seals had done been broke, and every age had come down, and they had left a lot of scattering. That's what we were talking about, that tree growing. Yeah, it had a lot of things that didn't look like the seed on the way up. And God, not willing that it should be scattered, he comes back and picks up those things, those doctrines they started, and brought it out and revealed the whole thing. Same thing he's doing now in revealing the mystery of Christ. How he was God's threefold purpose for the church. Oh my, letting him out, reveal him. His threefold purpose. You say, brother, what was God's threefold purpose in revealing Christ? I'll give you. He says it 20 times, but I'll just tell you this one. It's a revelation. It's as eternal as God's word is eternal. Look. But the threefold purpose of God's great mystery is revealed. We're not looking for nothing to get revealed. It is revealed.
Right.
Paul spoke of it. He said, I speak a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Amen.
His threefold mystery. God manifested in Christ. Christ manifested in the church. The same God. God in Christ, Christ in the church, in order to redeem the lost Eve back to the original condition in the Garden of Eden. What does that atonement do? It doesn't even just take us back to Pentecost. It takes us all the way back to Eden.
Yes.
What it was before there was a fall.
Amen.
Didn't have mind battles back then. Didn't have to listen to the devil if we didn't want to. Like we will in the millennium. He can try all day. He's caged up. Amen. Can't do nothing about it. I'm going to end on this one right here. You enjoying it this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Visible union. 65. You're standing completely. You never sinned at the first place. God don't even know. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. You never did it.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that what we heard Wednesday night? You never did it in the first place.
Amen.
You were accused of it by the accuser, but really, from the beginning, you were predestinated to be a son and daughter of God. You're standing there washed. And your old book of divorcement, as we said earlier, is put away.
Amen.
And it's dead. Amen. Absolutely out of existence, even in the mind of God. God has the power to forget.
Amen. Amen.
You're saying, but I know what I did last week. God said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't see that. I just saw you being a Christian again.
Amen.
I saw you witnessing me. I saw you standing up for me. But God, why didn't I do that? Well, you did the least of these. You did
Amen.
Amen. Just take this one home with you. If you didn't hear anything, hear this one. Right of a visible union. You're the virtuous bride of Christ. Washed in the blood of Christ. Precious, virtuous, sinless Son of God. Standing with a pure, unadulterated bride word that He washed by the water of His own blood. That become flesh and manifested. That He might take away. He might take you which were predestinated in the bosom of the Father before the beginning. The same as He was. He was that great attribute of God called love. Amen. Let's stand together. I told you we'd end on a good note. It just depends on your identification this morning. That's where you lie. Remember, the battle between being Laodicea and the bride takes part in your revelation of the atonement. Do you only take it partway? God only forgave so much of my sin. I can't live a virtuous life like Christ did. I only can accept the atonement to have a good time in church and go home and be miserable because I can't live the life I want to measure up to. Is that your experience? Then you're stuck in Laodicea. But if you accept the atonement in its fullness, that all my sins washed away, then the Holy Ghost was a witness to me that I'm part of that bride, then you should be able to walk out of here the happiest people on the planet. A perfect atonement by a perfect husband produces a perfect bride. How many wants to be part of that bride this morning? How many of you believe you're part of that bride by faith? God's giving you that Holy Ghost and you witness it. Hallelujah. Let's sing. We're going to pray together, but I'd like you to be playing. Let's sing To Be Like Jesus. How's that? 150. 150 again. We'll get to that in a minute, but I'd like to pray together as He's coming. Let's all bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning, Lord, that You hid these things from the wise and prudent, revealed it to babes. I think even myself, some young man, Lord, and You would come and show these great mysteries that even Paul said were hard to be understood. But Lord, this message has made it so clear to us, and we thank You for it, Father. We just pray that we'd be able to walk in, out of here in faith, that we're part of that virtuous bride, that we have no inheritance in Laodicea, but it's all been decided on the cross. Lord, we want to accept that atonement in its fullness, Lord, that we never have to deal with sickness, but we could cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we take on Your name. We love being Your bride, Lord. You're such a good husband to us. We appreciate You, Father, this morning. I just pray for the people, Lord, that if there's anything that's still confusing their mind, You come by, Lord, and that sweet attribute of love and show us how much You love us. Show much how we're predestinated to be part of You. Thank You, Father, for Your grace and mercy this morning. Lord Jesus, I just pray for any needs of the people that You come and make it real to us what You've already done for us. As we sing this song, Lord, may these things be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's worship Him now. To be like Him. 150. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I
worship. How much do you want to be like Christ? Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus.